KSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Congressional leaders approving a deal that will keep Uncle Sam funded through the 14th of March and provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities to recover from recent hurricanes. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I wish it weren't necessary. I wish we hadn't had record hurricanes in the fall, and I wish our farmers were not in a bind so much that creditors are not able to lend to them anymore. We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits, and that's what the volume of the pages to this.
The stopgap measure will prevent a partial government shutdown that was set to begin after midnight on Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, curfew has gone into force as Mayotte struggles to recover from Cyclone Chido. Here's Charles De La Desma.
The curfew requires people to stay in their homes between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. as authorities try to prevent looting of damaged buildings. The official death toll now stands at just over 20, with over 1,500 injured. But authorities believe hundreds and maybe thousands of people died in Saturday's storms. Nearly 70% of the population has been affected, with widespread destruction and ongoing power and communication outages. The French military says it's sending up to 5 planes a day, each with 50 tons of assistance, including food, water and medicine. Hundreds of military personnel have arrived too since the weekend in Mayotte, an island group off Africa. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Pacific Gas and Electric could receive $15 billion in federal loans to help the utility modernize its power grid and expand clean energy infrastructure across Central and Northern California. Department of Energy says it is one of the largest loan guarantees in history. This is SRN News. College professors are running scared.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life views. Prescriptions like these made online are a key reason the number of abortions have increased. This is SRN News. A new poll shows America's trust of the country's judicial system now at a record low. Here's Washington correspondent Donna Border.
A new Gallup poll says that Americans' confidence in their country's judicial system and courts has dropped to a record low of 35% this year. Over the last 4 years, the U.S. saw a sharp drop of 24 percentage points. That sets the U.S. apart from other wealthy nations, where most people say they trust in their systems. People who answered the poll weren't asked about their political party affiliations, but confidence dropped among people who disapprove of the country's leadership during the Biden presidency, as well as those who approve. Donna Water, Washington.
Wall Street numbers today. Dow Industrials losing 267 points. The NASDAQ dropped 64 on the day. More details at SRNNews.com.